When I was doing burglaries, I never ever watched an house. I must have done hundreds, and I never ever watched an house. It was just opportunity. You knock on the door if nobody's in. End houses are a target.
What other advice would you give to people listening now that want to protect the property?
I think windows locked, have window locks. You can get a cheap alarm. Even if you don't get an alarm, put a box on it. It's a deterrent. Someone sees an alarm, the chances are they're going to be swayed by it.
So once you break into the house, what do you do?
The first thing I used to do was I'd unwire electricals. I'd leave them downstairs, go upstairs and look for jewellery and cash. Back then when I was burgling houses, electricals were worth something. They're not really worth that much now. I mean, you've got different things now, your iPads and things like that. Anything that's easy, carryable, really, because I've very rarely done a burglary in a car, so burglars can still get away with quite a substantial amount of stuff on foot.
And how long would it take for you to be in and out of a house?
5 minutes tops.
And throughout that whole process, or even afterwards, do you ever, or did you ever, think about the victim or the family?
At the time, no. There was no consequential thinking. There was no empathy for anybody else. The drugs controlled how I behaved, and that might sound like an excuse, but at that period in my life, that's how I thought.
What would you like to say to those victims now? I mean, how would you feel if someone, like you've mentioned, you told your missus, we need to get out of this kind of house. How would you feel now if someone actually burgled you?
I'd be absolutely devastated to be on the receiving end. My son's bike was stolen a couple of weeks ago, and the feelings I got from that. I had a conversation with my partner and said, now I know how all them people must have felt when I was ransacking the houses. Them people go to work for a living, to provide for their children, for their families, and someone like myself, is just going in and turning it upside down. I think it's very sad. I'd like to apologise to all them people.